It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Pool Park, Menominee Falls, I'm telling you. If you are looking for a spa, man, Dimension One Spas, that is where it's at. Nothing better than sitting out in a spa outside, snow falling on your head, got a nice cold beverage sitting in that spa. Man, it is the way to go. Or just sitting out in the spa in the spring, summer, or fall. There's never a bad time to sit in Dimension One Spa. And they have all kinds of different varieties and kinds that you can pick from right there at Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. What's going on, Mr. Wagner? How are you?
I am not sitting in a spa right now.
Why?
Because they don't have one at the ballpark for us, which, I mean, really is kind of outrageous that they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think there should be some type of post-spa activity for all you sport writer dudes to go hop in a spa together.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah. You and
Rosiak, McKelvey, Kurt.
Stern, Jack Stern. Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I don't think I'd want to be a part of it, but it sounds fun. Okay, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this Brewers baseball team. You know, there's a pool in their park. And have you ever been in that pool at Chase? Or whatever
no,
they call it nowadays?
I usually get sent to the pond, so... Yeah, never been in there. Nope.
Swim in with the fishies. All right, let's talk about this Brewers team over the weekend. Offensive explosion on Saturday and Sunday for this Brewers team. I'd like to get my hopes up and think, okay, offense solved, but I fear that things may change now that Philadelphia is in town for this series.
I mean, they weren't exactly going up against bums against Arizona, so it was nice to see them score in bunches. It was not a very high-scoring affair when the Brewers got swept by the Phillies earlier this year in Philadelphia. So I would not expect a couple of 10-run games over the next 3 days, for sure. But you never know. You never know. Like, offense comes in bunches. And the way the Brewers tend to generate offense, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But, yeah, history would suggest this will be probably a bunch of closer games.
Let's talk about one of the dumbest managerial moves I've seen. Maybe the dumbest one I've seen this year. Jeff Banister, interim manager for the D-backs yesterday, walking Bryce Terang to get to Jackson Churio. And again, I know. All right, lefty, lefty, righty, righty, all that crap. I understand all of that. But there is no way I walk anybody in this lineup to get to Jackson Churio at this point.
Yeah, that one scratched the heads. There was a lot of that going around yesterday. I saw on Twitter, I have registered everyone's complaints and observations. It's a head scratcher. Came back to bite Arizona in the butt, but then Arizona ends up getting the last laugh. We all know how that went down. Man, it was just one of them days that baseball.
Well, I wasn't a fan of the baseball decisions by Pat Murphy at the end of that game, because as much as Banister looked like a complete fool, then Pat Murphy gets his opportunity to go hold my beer, as he has a chance now to screw it up even more than that guy did. From this perspective, you say after the game, as manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, well, if I would have pitched Devin for, you know, an inning or whatever, we wouldn't have had him then for the next two or three games, meaning you wouldn't have had him for the Philly series, and he would have pitched 4 out of 6. Okay. If I would have pitched him for maybe one batter, then we might have been okay. But you got him up and sat him down, I believe, twice during the course of that game. That makes no sense to me.
I didn't get a chance to ask. I was kind of lurking there in the dugout during pregame, hoping to catch Devin on the way out. And I wanted to ask Murph in pregame, but didn't get the opportunity. I am not ruling out the possibility that Devin was up and warming just because that is his usual routine. And maybe it wasn't like, okay, get warmed up. These relievers, especially closers, have a routine that they go through every day. So I don't know. Maybe Devin was up on his own as part of his own usual routine, because that's not uncommon. I'll give Murph credit. He came out and he explained the decision. Whether people agree with it, whether people like it, is beyond the point. But having a manager that's transparent and talking through it is a huge relief. because otherwise we're the ones that get the angry messages. And again, I have received those. I see where he's coming from.
I don't.
It doesn't.
I don't.
You have to take into account what's coming up. The bullpen, I think it's a completely different situation if Piamps doesn't come off the field with a forearm issue. I think that's when the whole plan kind of got thrown up in the air. They went to McGill earlier than they planned on. I think they went into this with trying to stay away from Devin if they absolutely could. I that's how it looked to me.
Yeah, but this is the thing. He is the manager who all year plays for today and will worry about tomorrow. That's how he's been all year. So now, okay, I have to use Canning for the second inning because I just realized I can't use Devin Williams. Okay, so now Canning goes out there. My God, after the first two hitters, everybody could see there was a problem. So, okay, well, maybe we need to do something. Maybe Contreras or whoever was catching Haas, whoever it was, goes out there, has the mound visit, and slows things down while you get somebody else up to hopefully get up in time to try and get you out of that half inning. Instead, we sat there with arms folded and watched it all fall apart and seemed fine with it.
I mean, I don't know who, if they're trying to stay away from Devin, I don't know who the other options are at that point. I really don't.
Well, what happens if that game would have went 13 or 14 innings? They're going to pitch a position player in the 11th?
Might have to.
No.
I mean, I don't know. It's, yes, win tonight has been the philosophy all year, and it still is. But at the same time, you do have to take certain things into account. You're going into a make, I don't want to say make or break, but you're going into a showdown series against a team you're trying to catch, and you're trying to keep someone available when you're thin as hell, trying to keep your all-star reliever in the mix for those three games. Yeah, it's still win tonight, but you have to take that into account. I don't know. I wasn't there. I saw the answer that Murph gave. You take it for what it is. I doubt he's making the decision unilaterally. I mean, when he says there's a consensus with the pitching guys, you take him at his word for it. I don't think he has any reason to lie about that.
I'm not saying he's lying. I'm just saying I don't understand the get up and sit down thing and then having nobody ready to go if Canning got in trouble. That's all I'm saying.
And based on the way Canning had pitched that first inning, I mean,
he was great.
Okay, you know, he was great. You're not expecting him to go out there and get lit up like that. So, I mean, it's a million different little things. Obviously, the one decision is the one that sticks out. But again, I truly believe if Piamps doesn't come off the field hurt after throwing five pitches, then this is a completely different story. I think Piamps goes back out there instead of going to McGill. McGill comes in and locks the door. So that's the way I see it. I think they were trying to stay away from Devin at all costs unless they absolutely had to come down to one batter and boom, it just blew up.
Makes
and that's going to happen. That's going
to
happen.
Yeah, that's fine. That makes sense to me. I understand that. It made more sense if he would have said it that way. But yes, it makes sense. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. As we talk about the crew, brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Aaron Civale on the mound tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. And listen, everybody wants to have the one or the two seed to have that bye. They're nipping at the heel of the Dodgers, who can't keep their pitching staff healthy or playing well at this point. So it's very possible they do catch the Dodgers. I'm not so sure about catching the Phillies, but you definitely don't want to get swept in this thing and really be chasing both of these teams with only a few games left. I think best case scenario is you get two out of three, gain a game on the Dodgers maybe while you're playing the Phillies, and then feel really good about your chances going down the stretch.
I think that's exactly right. The goal here is to win the series. That's always the goal. I think. I mean, I said going into Arizona, hope to win one of three, and they very almost damn near swept them. So you never know. But yeah, I see no reason why they can't take two or three out of this. They played them very, very close last time. The Phillies are a much different, much healthier team than they were when they first met. The Brewers, I think, are a much better team when they first met. So, I mean, dumb it down. It should be a good series between these two teams, and there's no reason the Brewers can't take two or three.
Nothing says a first-place battle other than Blake Perkins batting two in the lineup. I mean, nothing screams first-place battle other than Blake Perkins batting two. My God. All right, that's enough. I'm done. I don't want to talk about the lineup anymore. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thank you, sir.
Always a good time, my friend.